fourth quarter on a Wednesday. We got you till 2. Zach Bye, Philip Lindsay take over. They're the drive, and they'll get you home today. We want to go over what the Broncos have done. Buckle up. Get your pen and pads out. You got to keep track of all these moves. And actually, you don't. You could just go to denversports.com, and we got a page there for you tracking the latest and all of the moves that the Broncos have made. So let's start back on March 11th when the tampering window opened. Their first move was adding Brandon Jones. Safety from Miami came over. They gave him a $20 million deal for a few years. Next up was seeing Lloyd Cushenberry leave in free agency. He got a huge payday to go join the Tennessee Titans. Will Lutz was flirting with the Jaguars. Almost seemed like he agreed upon a deal with the Jaguars.
Almost.
But then said, psych,
wink, wink.
I'm going back to Denver. My heart belongs to Sean Payton. On that same day, they lost out in the sweepstakes for Sam Darnold. Yesterday, they re-upped with Michael Burton, the fullback. You had to go take care of some stuff yesterday, but I was talking with Phil and Matt in our little crosstalk.
Yeah.
They were upset with me because I don't care about fullbacks. Like, at all. I think it's the biggest waste of a roster spot in 2024. Just have two kickers if you want to have a fullback on your team.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. No, you make Forsyth or Wattenberger or, like, you know, any of our backup guards, they can play fullback.
Yeah.
That's what you do, right? I mean,
job description, run into a dude.
Right. Like,
come on.
Okay, our backup guard, he's never seen the field all year long. All right, put him in there on short. That's what he does. He blocks. How hard is it? You're right. Running block. You're a big dude. And you don't play at all in a regular offense. So, like, why are we wasting a roster spot on Michael Burton? I'm with you.
Good.
I'm with you. I don't get it at all.
You and I are on the same page in that. So he's back, though, for you fullback-loving fans out there.
I'll find us a receiver.
You got Michael Burton out
there. Or tight end.
Yeah.
I mean, no, we got the fullbacks. We got that market cornered over here.
Well, hold on. I got a tight end and a receiver for you.
Oh.
Coming up.
Okay.
They watched Josie Jewell go to Carolina. They did bring Malcolm Roach, an interior defensive lineman who's good in the run stop. And here we go. You want to talk tight ends? You want to talk wide receivers?
Just real quick. Okay. Just real quick. I can't help it. And I don't want to be negative, Nelly, over here.
Sure.
But
let you be.
But our guy you just mentioned there.
Malcolm Roach?
Yeah. Malcolm. Right. What is his strength?
Interior run-stopping defensive line.
Right. You know what that sounds like, the spin that it sounds like? And we heard this a lot last year. It's about our tight ends.
Mm.
He's a blocking tight end. Blocking tight end. This guy can block. Oh, man, he can block. He's a... Like, how about getting a pass receiving tight end? How about getting, like, an interior guy that can actually rush the passer, right? Nope. We're going to get ourselves a blocking tight end. Then we'd look up there, and it's like, that dude can't block. He stinks.
Yeah.
Like, we know he can't catch.
Say that.
But you didn't think we would notice that he really can't block either, right? And that's what this kind of smells like to me. Kind of feels like they're setting us up where we watch this guy, like, he's getting blown off the ball. Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
He's a run-stopping.
Both work.
Yeah, one of those defensive tackles. And then we're watching him getting blown off the football. So I'm not saying this is going to happen, but this is what it feels like to me.
I'm with you, though. It does feel like that. You don't know the name Malcolm Roach. Again, it's interior defensive lineman and out-of-market team. You're not really studying all those things. I mentioned what Mace wrote about him at denversports.com. That's where I learned that he was the top run stuffer as far as interior lineman. But it doesn't, like, it's not sexy in any way. Nobody's going out to buy a Malcolm Roach Broncos jersey today, right? Like, that's not the play.
No.
Malcolm's parents.
Yeah. Maybe them.
How many Brandon Stokely, like any team that you were on, does your family own?
I don't know.
You don't think that's like, you know, like your sister's like, yeah, it's my brother. I'm rocking his jersey.
Yeah, of course they did. But I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you have any family in Dallas?
No.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
Because Kevin spotted a... what was it last week, Kevin? A fan sitting courtside at the Mavericks. Who are they playing? I can't remember.
Miami?
Mavericks Miami game. This dude, feet on the floor. Stokely Colts jersey.
That's what we do.
83.
What do you mean? That's what we do.
Well, I was like, is that his cousin?
We're not upper deck. Dude, we're on the feet on the hardwood, man. Come on. Represent. You sent that to us, though, right? Yeah, I did. That was cool.
It was cool, man.
It wasn't like in an Indy.
No, it was in Dallas.
Denver, where they I think there's two left in Denver, yeah. Last count. Two yeah. Stokely jerseys.
Both in his garage.
Right. And I own both. Please, somebody, take one of them and wear it around town. I pay people to wear them. Yeah, say, yeah. Hey, here's 50. Go walk through the mall. Actually, not a bad idea.
Dude, I'll take that.
So you got to walk around the mall for 2 hours. Yeah. I'll give you 50 to start and 50 when you're finished. It's not a bad gig.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, though.
I thought it was awesome.
I forgot about
but
that.
But that's why I was like, that guy's got to be related right. to Stoke, right?
There's like no way possible other than relation, brother, sister, something, uncle, yeah. cousin, that someone would be wearing a jersey outside of one of his markets. There's just no other explanation yeah. for it. I feel you.
Okay.
I got you on that one. But not that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad's side of the family is kind of like we don't know a lot about.
Okay.
You follow yeah, me? Yeah. Like just don't know.
Yeah.
And so it's.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Yeah. So they're spread out through Texas. So maybe one of them just, but don't know a lot about his side of the family. So, but here's what I'm thinking here, Josh. And it just kind of came to me. It's like, okay. And this is for Broncos country too. 303-713-1043, ramoslaw.com text line. Hit us up. Let us know. Are we overreacting right now?
Mm.
Am I overreacting or you are overreacting? Dude, it's not. Free agency, it hasn't even started, has it?
Officially, no. It's tomorrow.
Right. It hasn't even officially started.
Right.
Like
today at 2.
Today at 2?
Today or tomorrow? I thought it was the 14th.
I did too. I thought it was Thursday.
14th. 14th.
Kisner, look at you. You're good.
I've heard 13th.
From who?
Schefter.
Yeah.
I got this.
Double check.
If it's laminated, I think it's real.
That's right. That's why we had Drew do that. He laminated it for us, and we've been saying 14th. So I don't know. Double check
Drew.
That. Oh, here he comes sprinting in here.
Drew, what's the date?
It's today at 2.
Oh well, then this is wrong.
Yeah,
Drew, you screwed
that's
it
NFL,
up.
That's from NFL.com.
You screwed it up again, dude. Unbelievable.
Hey,
Kevin,
take
I'm sorry.
This dang
don't
sheet.
Shout me.
Wow, Kisner, we owe you an apology.
Yeah, I were taking Bo Nix for it.
There you go.
You just said to laminate. You didn't say to put it together. You just said laminate.
Right. Don't get it accurate. I mean, like, so this lamination thing that I asked for, so we could know when the dates are. It's all bogus.
Useless.
It's all fake. Fake news, Drew. Thank you, man, for giving us the wrong information.
We didn't give Kevin a second of benefit of the doubt.
Well, no. Why would we? I mean, he's 1 for 100. He's batting 0.1. I mean, come on. You did get that one right. I apologize for us. But seriously, okay, so it's starting today. Whatever. Like, it hasn't even officially started. So it's starting in 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It hasn't even officially started here. And we're acting like we got a week before the season starts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
I know what you're saying.
Are we being a little bit impatient here? Like, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, overreacting to minimal moves.
Right.
After being told they were going to make minimal moves.
And we can't even officially, all we've been able to do is just talk to guys unofficially. We haven't even really been able to sign them. And that doesn't begin for 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're acting like the world is blowing up here. Like, oh, my gosh. I don't know. That's my question,
I would love
though.
To let us know. Like, because, again, we can gauge ourselves and we know how we feel. But Broncos fans, you let us know. Is this what you thought you were signing up for or what they were signing up for, the Broncos, that is? Or are you surprised in a disappointing way that it's only been this, the minimal moves? Because they did bring back tight end Adam Trautman and wide receiver Lil Jordan Humphrey. That's the offensive side of it. But they're on their team and were underwhelming a year ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I think that's my biggest issue here. I didn't think we were going to be able to get, you know, I don't know, Travis Kelce in free agency, right? So... Mm-hmm. Like, it was slim pickings at the tight end position. There's slim pickings at the wide receiver position in free agency. But I don't want to just keep doing the same stuff. Just give me a new name.
Yeah.
Besides Adam Troutman. Give me Irv Smith.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. At least I could be happy, like, optimistic that, you know, Irv Smith Jr. is going to be this great player all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Will Disley or whoever else. Give me someone that I haven't seen so I can have hope that they will help fix this offense. Like, there's no hope that Adam Troutman is going to be a really good tight end for us.
Yeah.
He'll be average at best. So that – and then also I'm like, I do want a quarterback. I do.
Of course.
You know, and to go with Stidham. So and we haven't had news on that. But then again, I got to tell myself, dude, it hasn't even officially started.
Mm-hmm.
But it is getting late early, too.
It is.
So I'm like all over the map, man. I mean, I feel like one side I'm telling myself, hey, all right, come on, be patient here. We're just getting started. The party's getting started. The other side is like, all these quarterbacks are being taken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's going to be left here? So I don't know, man. I don't know. It's not as much fun as it was last year. I know that.
You're in a glass case of emotion right now.
That's right. Thank you.
That's where you are.
Do you feel for me?
A little bit, yeah.
It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, a little bit. We'll react to the text line because I see y'all. Tell us, are we overreacting or do you feel the same way? Plus, where does getting stuck in an elevator rank on your fear list? Because it happened to me yesterday. Details next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Broncos fans out there listening, if we're overreacting, if we're being a little bit too crazy with the minimal moves that the Broncos have made, again, it's only been a couple of players outside of their own free agents that they've brought back in Malcolm Roach and Brandon Jones, and I want to react to a few of these. First up, Fred in Jacksonville says, Russ is gone, Jimmy Judy is gone, because that's what Schlereth was calling him, was
yeah,
Jimmy Judy.
Yeah, why?
Just to be disrespectful.
Like, so there's no reason why, why?
You're not important enough for me to know your real name.
Oh, okay. Because I heard him call him that, and I wasn't sure exactly why, if there was a real reason behind it. But okay, that's like you calling Ryan Tannehill, Tanny Ryan Hill.
Yeah, Tyron Ranahill.
Yeah, that's guy,
right.
Yeah.
He first name, he's not worthy of that.
Yes, exactly.
But Fred continues, says, I'm riding that high all season. The only thing that can screw this up is not drafting a quarterback. Everything else is Lanyap.
Oh.
That's what Fred said.
I like that.
Nice work, Fred.
There you go. I see you, Fred.
It's my favorite word.
Yeah, like Drew came in here and he's like, well, what were your expectations heading into free agency? And my expectations were that they weren't going to do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be kind of quiet. And I've said that, but like, and I'm still disappointed for some reason.
Me too.
It's like I knew they weren't going to do a lot. They told us that, and we figured that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't do a lot, and I'm disappointed. I mean, so it's almost like a little bit jealous because a lot of other teams are doing a lot, and it's fun, and their fan bases are having fun, and you're not. But I think that ultimately here, the one thing that I can't seem to get over is no addition at the quarterback position. And I understand there's still guys out there. So I need to be patient there. I do. I do need to be patient there. So I'm going to work on that, Josh.
Okay.
I'm going to work on that until they find a quarterback because I'm just going to expect that they're going to eventually sign another quarterback that, you know, at least hopefully we feel halfway decent about competing with Stidham if you don't get a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah, and I feel the same way of the disappointment. And, again, they told us it was going to happen. I feel like the pieces they've brought in from outside of their own locker room are two guys on the defensive side of the football. And you can't ignore that side because you can certainly upgrade. Run stopping is a part of that. But, I mean, come on, man. The biggest red flag on the Denver Broncos is their offense. And they've done absolutely nothing to get better at on that side of the football. That's why it's such a disappointment to me. And I wasn't looking for Derrick Henry to come over here. I wasn't looking for them to trade for T. Higgins. I didn't expect them to steal Dalton Schultz away from the Houston Texans. But to do absolutely nothing, it's very disappointing for me.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You've been good this week.
Forgot to turn it on. Microphone. Dang it. I'll play devil's advocate
here. All right.
And I'll tell you, well, Josh, look who's available. There's not anybody available. Like, who are you excited about? What tight end are you excited about that was available in free agency? What wide receiver are you excited about that's available in free agency? Like, so there's not a lot out there. Do you want to overpay for a tight end from Seattle that we've never heard? I mean, Noah Fant got like 2 years, $21 million.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to overpay for an average to below average tight end? Do you want to overpay for an average wide receiver? Like, or do you want to just be patient here and try to figure it out either through the draft or get a little bit a better bang for your buck with some of these other guys? What would you say to that?
Well, I would say, look, the draft is there. That is certainly something that you have to keep in mind, that they can address some of these positions. But, I mean, overpaying, I don't feel great about that. But there are that second wave of players that you could have gone out and gotten. You're not paying a ton to. I'm going to have to give them a little bit extra to come to you because of the state of your franchise. But, I mean, you could have gone out and made a second wave signing in one of those groups, and I would have felt a ton better about that.
Okay.
I just don't expect any big names, but I expect you to address the positions of need before the draft where you only have six picks.
Yeah, it's
I think it's eight now, but
eight now? Okay. I was hoping for more.
Well, can they make you feel better via the draft?
No. No, they can't. Now, if you get Brock Bowers, okay, like I'd feel better about our tight end position. If you get one of these top receivers, okay, I feel better about our wide receiver position, but we need a quarterback. Right, that's what I'm hoping we walk away with at some point. I really don't see this team right now with the way they've operated not taking a quarterback at 12 or moving up and taking a quarterback. I wanted a rookie quarterback when we started this thing, and then I pivoted, and I wanted to move back and get more draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at our quarterback position and situation, I don't know if you can do that. I think you're going to have to take a quarterback at 12, and they're going to spin the wheel, and it's going to be J.J., Bo, or Michael Penix Jr. Whoever's left, we'll take one of those. I just feel like that's the direction that we're heading. So it's but there's not a lot out there that gets me excited anyway.
Yeah.
Like, what tight end gets you excited? Who? Like, I'd just rather just say than overpaying for one of these non-exciting tight ends. I'd rather just, all right, keep our fingers crossed, Greg Dulcich. Lucas Kroll.
There we go. That's what I say. I got one for you.
And then let's draft a guy. Wide receiver-wise,
mm-hmm.
Hey, let's pick up one of these guys coming up here. Because I like Curtis Samuel. He's probably going to be a little bit out of our price range, I would think, because he's very versatile.
Yeah.
Pick up a wide receiver here, and then hopefully we can draft one. And then that's just kind of the way we're going to be rolling.
Any interest in Mike Williams real fast? The Chargers released him today.
No, not really. He's always banged up. I don't think it's a good fit for him here. He had ACL last year, I think.
I believe so.
So he wasn't available last year. Not a huge interest. We'll see how this other stuff shakes out.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to pay him a lot of money, certainly. You?
Yeah, I'm not too interested either because of the injury, the history there.
The back.
Yeah, and it's always something. Like, remember he came back, played one great game, and then was out for the next seven, and then it just seems to be the MO for Mike Williams. And there are a couple of these names. In fact, we'll come back and go through some more of these that those folks out here are texting in. We'll do that, and I didn't share the elevator story, but we'll get into that coming up next as well.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
All right, some of you guys on the RamosLaw.com text line are sending in your wide receivers that you'd like, some of the players you'd like to see the Broncos go get, and we asked whether or not you would be, or we're overreacting. You feel as if we were overreacting. A couple of the wide receivers, we mentioned the name Michael Thomas. I guess you could just continue Saints West with what's happening if you go and get Michael Thomas. I don't think he's got a lot left in the tank. I do like... Here's my weird brain side of the fact that he's punched one of his own teammates in the face. I like that.
You do.
And that he's gone after Jeff Duncan, the media guy,
yeah,
post Saints career. Those two things are working in his favor for me.
Oh, okay.
How do you feel?
Well, I don't necessarily put the punching a teammate at the top of my list of likes of why I want a guy here.
That's a guy that wants it, man. He's
yeah.
competitive.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I guess if you want to look at it that way, I choose to look at it a little bit of a different way.
All right.
So I would rather that guy not be a part of the Denver Broncos. I just Michael Thomas, his better days are way behind him. He just can't stay healthy anymore. Always hurt. So probably not a good idea to bring that guy here. That means get ready. Probably breaking news here before the end of the show that Broncos will be signing Michael Thomas.
Just kind of gone that way for
yeah.
you.
Just it? Book it. Yeah, man, I love Jacoby Brissett. Nope, he's going to the Patriots. No way. Better not re-sign Adam Trautman. Hey, guess who just re-signed? Adam Trautman. Okay. Just taking a bunch of L's over here.
This is about the 17th time we've got this on the text line. So can you answer it, Stoke?
Yeah.
Hunter Renfrow. The world wants to know if he fits with the Broncos.
Well, they've come to the right guy.
They have.
Right? I don't know what has happened to Hunter the last 2 years or like year and a half. Well, excuse me. Actually, I do know what happened.
Okay.
I do.
Tell me what.
Hurricane McDaniels. He bleeped him up. He tried to do that to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just something about him.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Hunter Renfrow wasn't the same. He just wasn't. And this year, he didn't do anything. It was like he hardly played this year.
Yeah, he wasn't on the field.
Right. So, like, did he slow down that much? This guy was really, really good for a few years. It was, what'd they call it? Third and Renfrow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is a cool one.
Right? And, I mean, he was just money. And all of a sudden, Josh got there. He was still doing pretty good. And then all of a sudden, it's like, poof. And then this year, nothing. And he just sucked the life out of Hunter Renfrow. Bring Renfrow to Denver. We got great sunshine. Get that life back into him. I would take a flyer on Hunter Renfrow. Who the hell do we have? Who?
Look, I'm more intrigued with Hunter Renfrow than maybe like Brandon Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, we need a slot receiver.
Yeah.
I'm not even playing him on the outside. He's going to be our slot receiver. Why not? Like, who's our slot receiver right now?
They don't have one.
Zero.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, come on. This is what we've been needing. Do I think he is, you know, going to come in and catch 80 balls for us? No, but I still think he's probably something left in the tank. And if not, you just move on. You're not committing a lot to him. But certainly it's intriguing to me. I would just like to see some competency in the slot.
Yeah.
And I know a year and a half ago he was, until Josh McDaniels destroyed him. Let's bring him back here and bring the life back into Hunter Renfrow.
That was 103 catches, 1,038 yards, and 9 touchdowns in that year.
Wow.
That's the best wide receiver production that the Broncos have had since, what was it, 2019 when Cortland had 1,000 or whatever that year was?
A long time ago.
A long time ago. And he did it from that spot at 5'10", 185 pounds.
Yeah, I
would tower over Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah.
I would.
Yes, you would. Would you sign him? Or you think his better days behind him? Like
I would take a flyer.
Hunter?
I would take a flyer. Again, I don't think it's going to cost you hardly anything, right? He's still available here on day 3, official first day of free agency. We're on about the third or fourth wave at this point, so it's not going to cost you anything. I would certainly take a flyer on him. You got nothing to lose.
No.
It's low risk. Maybe high reward.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what flyers look like now. Is it 1 year, $3 million bucks? $4 million? I don't know what it is, but certainly I would like to have a guy that knows how to work the middle of the football field, convert third downs. He's done a good job of that. And so it's been bad around here. Let's go. We don't have any other options, mm-hmm. Josh. I mean, it's like, what are we doing? Let's try to address it with someone, please. And if it doesn't work out, at least we say we tried.
Yeah.
I want to try.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we really haven't had an official slot receiver. It's like, well, we can play Judy in there a little bit. Then we can put Tim Patrick in there a little bit. Then we can put this. Like, really? Come on. What are we doing here? Let's get a guy that knows what they're doing in the middle of the football field.
I'm not opposed to it at all. Broncos fans, what do you think of it? Again, a bunch of you have asked the question, so assume you are on board. But tell us at 303-713-1043, would you take a flyer, spend a little bit of money on a slot receiver that is Hunter Renfrow? All right.
Get him out of that bad team.
Yeah, save him from the Raiders.
That's right.
Save him from the Raiders. You ever been stuck in an elevator?
No. I have.
One of your fears? You are claustrophobic. I know that.
Yes, I am. It's not a fear of mine, no. Because I think it's not like, I don't know, as long, I could lay down in there if I wanted to. Now, if you had me in there with like 20 people, yeah, okay. That might be an issue for me. But I don't think without anybody else in there, I think I would be okay.
Okay.
No, I don't want to stay in there 12 hours,
sure.
Right? So I think I would be. But I don't want to test it. I'd rather not.
Well, I was stuck in an elevator yesterday.
Yesterday,
here, this elevator. We have some elevator issues right now in the building. They're working on them.
Well, we've been having elevator issues. One of the elevators was down for, I don't know, felt like 6 months.
Yeah. It never worked since I've started here.
Yeah, and then they got it up and running, and then it's been kind of back and forth, whether, like, be careful. It's at your own risk getting on the elevator, risk, right? Yeah. But then you kind of forget about it.
Of course.
I haven't thought about it here recently. It's just like, okay, just going to go up and down the elevators, right? Until.
So I get off work yesterday. I go to leave, take the elevator. I push our button to get down to the lobby where our cars are parked and all this stuff. And the door shuts. I think nothing of it. I'm like screwing around on my phone. And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, we haven't moved. And then the elevator starts to make this like sound.
Oh.
Loud and consistently. And I was like, uh-oh.
What did you think?
I thought something was wrong. Okay. And we also hadn't moved, you know? So I'm like, what's going on here? It's been a couple minutes. We haven't moved. So I pushed the help button in the thing.
Right.
Said it's supposed to flash when you push it.
Uh-huh.
It didn't do that.
Of course not.
So then I just started banging on the door saying, help! Help! Is anybody out there?
How did that work for you?
No response.
Right.
I also don't know where I was. Like, maybe I did move a floor and didn't feel it or didn't. I have no idea.
So you're just stuck in there.
Nothing's working. I'm banging on the button. It's just flashing. I thought a voice would come out of it. I don't even know how it works.
So you thought there was like a receptionist just waiting for you to push a button that says, can I help you, Mr. Dover?
Yeah.
Like, I see you that you're stuck on elevator number 5224. The paramedics and fire department will be there in 5 minutes to rescue. I mean, like, is that what you thought?
Like, it's OnStar, as Richie just said.
Right.
That's what I assumed.
You thought it was,
the hell was the button for?
Well, I don't know. Just to make you feel good when you get in the elevator.
So
help would be on the way if you do get stuck, but they're lying to you.
I'm pushing the button. I'm banging on the door. I'm yelling for help. And then nothing happens. Nobody comes. I'm like, well, do I call Richie? What am I supposed to do?
Well, like, Richie's going to do something.
Well, right. I don't know. He could tell somebody. And then I'm like, of course it happens after work. Like, getting stuck in the elevator, if there's a time to do it, it's before
it's
work.
It's before work, right? Not after. You're ready to go home.
I had skate plans.
Oh,
right?
God forbid.
It's before work. So it only ended up being about 5-6 minutes tops.
Okay, so it wasn't.
But I
and
was.
And then what happened?
That noise just stopped.
It just stopped out of nowhere.
The door automatically opened.
It just opened.
And I ran out of there to the stairwell.
Wow.
And then I was free. And then I texted, because I know Kevin leaves after me.
Yeah. And hey, make sure you get in that elevator on the right side. It's fast. Yeah. It's a really good elevator. Yeah. It does a good job.
That's what I told him.
Yes.
So.
And you guys make fun of me for taking the stairs.
Right? Yeah. Well, we don't make fun of you for taking the stairs. We make fun of you for being out of breath.
Right.
After you take two flights of stairs and you come up and you're...
Yeah. The altitude.
We're going to get you the Von Miller oxygen mask. We'll get you that here. So when you walk up the stairs... Yeah. We'll have it right outside the stairs for you.
I also didn't know, like, what's the worst case? Could I have been injured being stuck in an elevator? Obviously, if you drop 20 floors, there's some risk of injury, but...
Just slight risk there. I mean, I don't think you can be injured by just sitting in the elevator.
Even if it dropped the 4 floors that we have, there's not going to be much damage, is there?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to try that, though. I would say there possibly could be.
Oh.
Dude, you fell 2 feet. on your skateboard. You got up like you just like your face is like someone kicked your dog or something. It was like you looked like the saddest little kid ever. I'm like, I felt bad for. I was like, oh, I want to give Josh a hug. You're like, you were holding your wrist. You're like, imagine dropping four stories.
Yeah, you're
fair?
Right. You're right.
Okay.
You're right on
all
that
right.
one. I think I'm tougher than I am most times.
You ain't as good as you once were,
that's right?
I mean,
right.
So after I saw you fall and you grab your wrist, I'm like, all right, you know.
All right, so yeah, be careful out there in your elevators. We're going to get you set for both the Nuggets and the Abs coming up next.
Your D number on me.
Had a lot of fun today. Always remember, if you missed any of the show, you can go back and find our podcast at denversports.com. Listen on demand anytime that you would like. It's available for you right there. Any final thoughts, comments, questions, concerns on what we're chatting about? A couple of ways to get them to us. 303-713-1043 or on Twitch. Watch the Twitch. It's twitch.tv/denversportscom. You can join us right there. All right, we have a couple of things happening tonight. I told you that the Nuggets and Avs are both going to play. The conference tournaments are underway. We've actually had a couple of games on here in studio today. Pac-12 getting underway. Mountain West getting underway. The Buffaloes men's team has a bye. They're going to play tomorrow. They get the winner of Utah and ASU. That's tonight at 9:30 if you want to do some scouting or flipping back and forth between the Avs game. CSU, we're going to have it for you here. On the fan, our HD signals, is going to play, who do they got? San Jose State. That actually happens in about 40 minutes from right now. And Stoke, it's CU's kind of being talked about as the first four, right? They'll play for the right to be a 16 or a 15 seed. Right now, get a couple of wins. That obviously changes their trajectory. But CSU, I think, is an interesting one. All but locked. Felt like a few weeks ago, a month ago. I don't feel that way, man. I think they probably got to get a win or two inside the Mountain West to be a for sure play in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I think you want to feel better about yourself, certainly. You need to get at least one, at least, probably two. So that's just kind of where you're at, CSU. And who would have thought when this thing started, I don't know, 4 months ago, 5 months, whenever it was, mm-hmm. that this is where we would be. I mean, we're talking about two teams making a run in the tournament, possibly. They were both ranked in the top 25, CU, CSU. And then CSU, I can't recall exactly, but it seemed like they got off and they were rolling early. And CU had some issues, and CU flipped it around late mm-hmm. here and got on a little bit of a run, and CSU has kind of fallen apart. So going to need a couple probably in the conference tournament here. And for CU, it would be nice to get one,
yep.
and then you feel pretty good there.
And then, by the way, we hadn't mentioned this yet, but the Pios, Denver Pioneers, they were in the Summit League Championship last night trying to punch their first ticket ever to the big dance, and they couldn't. South Dakota State actually dominated basically the entire game. It was like 38-14 a couple of minutes in is what it felt like. But the Pios, they made a push late, covered, and
got to cover
got
someone.
Cover. Yeah.
Apparently had a little something on that cover. So that's good for you then.
I was pretty fired up about
it. All right.
Absolutely.
How about that? Yeah, but overall, well done.
It was.
DU basketball. Yeah.
Good season for DU. You got the nation's leading scorer, got to the Summit League Championship. You know, hopefully they can use a little bit of that momentum to roll into next year and continue to try to become a powerhouse in that Summit League. That's pretty much what South Dakota State is. Kind of a tournament team every year because they win the dang Summit League every year. So shout out to the Pios for the big run. And then, like we said, CSU today, the Buffs will hit it tomorrow. They'll get the winner between Utah and Arizona State, and they're playing this evening.
I'm looking forward to the two ball arena bros,
yeah.
as you call them,
yeah.
Avs Nuggets tonight. Last night, I already got the Jokic triple-double in, so already locked and loaded on that thing, and it's got great odds. So if you about that action and you are part of the triple-double club, tonight's a good one with some really, really good odds. It makes me think, like, I obviously when you've seen something at, you know, close to even money here recently or plus 125-ish, and then all of a sudden you see it at plus 200. It's like, whoa,
yeah.
wow. Okay, well, something's up here. But it's okay. It's Jokic. And I always feel good about a triple-double, especially if they're playing another good team, which Miami's a good team.
Yep.
And so I'm hoping it's a four-quarter game. You know he's going to show up. So I'm already locked and loaded there, looking forward to that game, seeing if the Nuggets can keep it rolling. Mm-hmm. Then you got a heavyweight in hockey there. As Vancouver, Avs on a back-to-back, yep. Not ideal. All good. Let's see what it looks like, you know. And I'm excited about these pieces they brought here. Val coming back, seeing if they can continue to gel and continue to see what it looks like moving forward. But so far, hey, two thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a great night. The timing works out great, too. 5:30 Nuggets, 8:30 Avalanche. Quickly with that Nuggets game, I fully believe it's going to be a full four-quarter game. The Heat have struggled. They've actually lost three in a row. Last game they lost was to Washington, the Wizards.
Oh.
At home.
Oh, at home.
At home.
Wow.
So, you know, Miami's looking to get that taste out of their mouth, and they're playing the team that they lost to in the NBA Finals. So, there'll be a little bit of extra juice there in the room. I do have a question for you, though, because energy, effort, that kind of stuff's been the conversation surrounding the Nuggets for a couple of straight games. And now they spent a night in South Beach.
Okay.
Any concern there that, you know, the boys did a little bit of South Beach living last night?
Yeah, sure. A little bit. You know, I mean, that's kind of, hey.
Living in Rome, right?
That's right. You know, it's, I don't think Jokic was out doing it. So I expect him to show up and play at a high level. That just seems like what he does. The rest of the guys, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But definitely some concern there. Certainly, especially when you've been on a little bit of a run and things have been going really good. Hey. I think we'll know early. We'll know early what it looks like. So, hey, what time does the game start?
5:30.
5:30 here. Mm-hmm. So that's 7:30 there. You mm-hmm. got time to rest, man. Come on. Just bring it. Like, if you want to soar with the Eagles, you got to be able to wake up and ball out in the morning.
Okay. I like it.
Isn't that what they say?
Something like that, yeah.
You don't know?
I know there was soar with the Eagles.
If you want to fly with the...
Fly with the...
The big dogs?
Yeah. I thought there was a turkey
involved.
You better
get some rest. And be ready to ball the next day. Yeah.
Fly with the turkeys or stomp around with the...
Yeah.
Turkeys don't fly.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
What is it, Kisner? If you want to soar with the...
I just know the song, Fly Like an Eagle.
Jeez. This is... Well, we got 6 minutes. This is off the rails. What's the date? Can you look it up, please? Someone text line. Help us out, please. What is it? It's like, it means if you want to stay up late, you got to be ready to roll in the morning, right? And so it's all good. Go out there. You're going to have some fun. Right. I mean, this is a good basketball team. We need some team bonding. Going to hit the streets. All right, all good. Just, hey, how about this?
Were you looking for early bird gets the worm?
No, not quite. Not quite. But maybe we can go with that.
Okay.
There's something about soaring with an eagle. I know that, okay? So help me out with that saying, please. It's okay. Hey, look, just don't make it 4 o'clock. How about 1 o'clock?
Okay.
If I'm Michael Malone, like, I'm going to get y'all out early tonight. Y'all can start the party in early, but that's the problem. Miami doesn't start till like 12, right? It's one of those places.
And nothing closes.
Right. So, yeah. Maybe I'm wishful thinking here. But anyway, we'll see what it looks like tonight. I'm excited about it. And the Nuggets, the Avs also, right? Because they've been on a heater, and you get some new life, a couple new additions that you feel good about, and we'll see what it looks like against a really good team.
Like South Beach, L.A., I guess Vegas now with hockey, it's all that. All right, man, it's going to be dangerous. We're going on a road trip, and that's a part of the stop. The NFL just doesn't have that because it's a day trip, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can still get loose, I'm sure. I remember a story from Super Bowl 50 with the special teams guy. He seemed to find a way to enjoy his time. But
Eugene?
Yeah.
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 You're talking about the other guy for the Broncos.
Yeah, yeah.
For the Broncos.
Yeah.
They had to send home.
Yeah.
Yeah, forgot about that.
He was acting a fool.
Yeah.
And then there was a story, too, about the airplane ride back that involved that guy in a weird way.
Oh, I don't know about that. I thought they sent him home.
Yeah, they did. But then, like, somebody that had his back got a little loose on the plane after they won the Super Bowl.
Wow. Well, tell the story.
I'll tell you. After the show.
KKFN HD1 Longmont Denver.
There we go. We got a whistle. False start.
He looked right at it. And still Jones.
Just Kisner, just
58.
No, it was 59. If you're gonna blow me for a false start, you gotta. I mean, come on. I'm in football here. I mean, football, like, usually, 90% of the time, 99, we fly in Saturday. So you fly in Saturday, you don't usually have a lot of times before you start having your meetings, depending on what time you get in. But usually you're not getting in until, I don't know, 2:30, 3 o'clock. Meetings start at, you know, 6:37, whatever the case may be. So there's not a lot of time to do things. And then obviously right after the game, you're coming back home.
Are they literally doing like bed checks, knocking on the door? Stoke! And you got to be like, here!
Yeah, or whatever. Some teams do.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like you're a teenager at camp?
Oh, yeah. Okay, just seeing who's in there. Yep.
Yeah.
I, you know, some teams do, some teams don't. Yeah, just kind of every team has different rules. Okay. I was thinking about you yesterday. I was leaving the golf course. I saw this man and wife, probably husband, wife, whatever, walking in the neighborhood that I was in, and they were holding hands.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, that looks like Josh.
Yeah, that is. We haven't skipped
like,
yet.
Would you're going on a walk. Like, I'm going on a walk. Do I have to, like, do you hold hands on a walk through the neighborhood? Phil, you hold hand holder? I'm not a hand holder.
I'm trying to hold hands all day.
Really?
All day.
No, I'm not a big hand holder either. Like, I'll hold hands here and there. Yeah. We're on a walk. You know,
right,
we're on the
just
quest.
Walk. Yeah,
we're on a quest, like, to be the best.
I don't know about holding hands when you're walking, like, just, like, getting some exercise.
Yeah.
Is that the thing that you, is that when you're supposed to hold hands? I don't know. I'm not a relationship expert.
Not any,
huh?
A relationship expert? Is that what you're going
to
say?
Mm. No, I'm just, no.
I'd like to get Lana's thoughts on that. He doesn't give gifts anymore. He doesn't hold hands anymore.
Right, yeah.
Romance is dead in the Stokely house.
Yeah, have you figured that out?
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. But it's just like, I don't know. I mean, that's like in high school I did that.
Yeah,
but
Are you not a kid anymore deep down?
No, I'm 47.
Okay.
I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not holding hands.
You sound like a kid saying that. I'm a grown man.
I'm 40.
You're 40.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll still go to Roller City and get roller skates. Oh. I'll put my arms around her and roller skate behind her.
I love it.
I believe you, actually.
I actually believe that.
It's the long hair. It's the pretty boy look, man. The pretty eyes.
Hey, kudos is in order to Josh Dover.
It is.
Thank you.
Kudos is in order to Josh Dover. He was all over Casey Mittelstadt. Anytime goal last night. I said, hey.
You said point.
I said point.
You
so
said point.
We
you
both cashed.
Right,
I played safer. I played safer. Josh, I mean, you go for it.
I did.
And you went for it, and it hit.
I played
that,
for keeps.
That was nice. I got to ask you, though, tonight.
Yeah.
Vancouver.
Yeah, it's big.
How much are you looking forward to watching this game? What are you really interested in seeing from this newly built farm with a couple new additions, Val coming back? Like, what's your number one thing that you're looking to see tonight against a really good Vancouver team?
I just would like to see how this new group bounces back on the second night of a back-to-back. Last night's performance I thought was impressive considering the fact that they haven't been very good in second periods this year. And last night they were dominant in the second period. So how do you do? Because if you look at total ice time, didn't McKinnon play like 17:45? What was the last time he played under 20 minutes in a game?
My man was chilling.
So I bet they
literally.
I bet they have plenty of legs tonight. I'm looking for more from Casey Mittelstadt. I'm looking for more from Val Nichushkin. No Lekkonen again tonight.
Yeah.
And no Zach Parise again tonight. The other part of
What's the story with Lekkonen real quick?
Sick. Just illness. They've had a flu bug, I guess, going through the whole team.
Yeah, but they said that about Logan O'Connor, and then he had hip surgery.
And they said that about Bo Byram, and then he got traded.
So. What about Zach Parise? He had, was it a knee at one point?
Yeah, he got tagged last week.
Now, was it serious, or are they? I know that in hockey, they keep stuff under wraps, which is crazy, man. I don't know, Matt. How are you able to just say it's a lower body injury and not be more detailed?
That's hockey. That's hockey for you. No, he got tagged in the knee. It was kind of like a collision near the end wall, and he's been skating at practice, but in a non-contact uniform. But to go back to what Stokes saying, what I'm looking forward to tonight is how aggressive are you right out of the shoot? Their start to me is really important tonight because it's Georgiev back.
Mm-hmm.
That's another big part of this. Eustis Onanen last night gave up 2 goals in the first 3 shots. And the second one was not a good one. And then you're starting to, the thoughts creep into the back of your mind. Oh, this guy just won the backup job. And now, did they make a huge mistake? But no, he rallied.
He
rallied. And the Avs in general, the shot pressure, Stoke, that they're creating right now, it's elite, right? I think heading into last night's game in the past two, they had like 90-plus shots on goal. So if you can continue to be that type of dominant offensive attack, this team's best defense is their puck possession. That's when they're at their best. They're an elite offensive hockey team, and they also are really good defensively, but they're clearly at their best when they're downhill. So that was good to see last night.
I got to read one quick text because you were trying to come up with your saying earlier about eagles and soaring.
Yes.
A texter writes, you can soar with the you can't soar with the Eagles.
Yes.
When you're working with a bunch of turkeys. Is that what you're looking for?
Sure, that sounds good. that sounds good. It's not what quite, but the first part was
soaring with
something
Eagles.
About soaring with the yeah. Eagles. Mm. If you.
Well, who's supposed to be the Eagles?
Yeah, I don't know, Phil. I don't know. I'm very confused right now. But like, if in the morning, if you want to soar with the Eagles, like get up and soar and get going, then there's another part of it that I forgot.
Come on, just make it up right now.
Yeah, I was trying to, but
anything. You could literally say anything.
Yeah, no, I can't. I'm not that creative. I've been doing it for 4 hours and 2 minutes now, and I am tapped out.
If you're going to hoot with the owls at night,
there it is.
You better be ready to soar with the Eagles in the
That's
morning,
right,
my friend.
Baby. There it is. Thank you.
That's me.
Thank you. Finally.
I'm so
disappointed in our texters that they didn't come through for us.
Well, I can't be disappointed then because the guy that sent it in signed it Tim. The 60-year-old skater.
Oh, wow. It all makes sense. Yeah. It all makes sense. Yeah, because he got it wrong. That's right.
I think the turkeys thing is a saying, though. I think, what was it? You can't soar with the Eagles when you're surrounded by turkeys?
Stomping around with turkeys.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah. I think that's
I'm looking for the one that you had, though. That's the one I know.
Who with the owls?
Who with the owls at night?
Yes, that's
like
it.
If you're doing that, you can't soar with the Eagles.
Yeah, we're talking about the Nuggets. Down in South Beach.
Oh,
right.
A little 305 action.
Yeah, so okay. 305 in my city.
Exactly.
I did it, right?
I did it.
You know, what do you do in South Beach?
Speaking of which, we need some pitbull today.
You're hitting the streets, you know? So, you know, if you're hitting them streets, hey, you got to be ready to wake up and get to business. So we'll see. We'll see what it looks like.
Got to feel like Miami has their complete attention, though. I mean, it's the team they played in the finals.
Josh, right? You just said that they've lost three
Miami's
in a row.
Lost three in a row. The last one
to
Washington at home.
Yeah,
they'll come to play tonight.
They're waking up tonight. Yeah. Huh?
Spoles, their coach. Yeah. Like, you know, he's about that business, and so
no question.
They'll be locked in tonight, which I love. That's what I want.
Huge one for the Nuggets, though. They've got a chance to take solo first in the West tonight.
Yeah.
We talked about it at the end of the show. We were watching Indiana at Oklahoma City. Pacers won. That was a huge game for the Nuggets last night. So as it currently stands, OKC and the Nuggets are tied atop the Western Conference. Big one tonight, Miami. It's a chock full night here. I mean, we got Nuggets at 5:30 on ESPN, and then Avs and Canucks later in the evening. It's a late one, too. So it's going to be a late night. We're going to be up. We're going to be watching the snowfall. Apparently, I just read high uncertainty, maybe, from the weather service in Boulder about snow totals tonight. I feel like we're overhyping Snowmageddon here, and we're about to get
nothing. We always do, though, Matt. We always hype it up. But guess what? When you hype it up and it doesn't happen, you're at least happy. You're saying, okay, at least it didn't happen like it was, you know, supposed to. But if you don't hype it up and you don't get people prepared and they go out there and they're sitting there saying that the forecasters suck and they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, they most likely don't, right? I mean, every spring we tend to get a couple of these that just come out of nowhere. Hey, let's get back to the Avs real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let these boys get out of here today. I wanted to bring up last night's game against Vancouver with you. Against Calgary. First game of a 3-game Canadian road trip.
You're already getting ahead, Matt.
I know. I'm thinking about the playoffs.
I know, man.
They
put a butt whooping on the Flames last night, so you're already ready.
Yeah,
we don't even have to talk about it.
No, not at all.
All right, Josh, go hold them hands.
Yeah, go hold them hands. I was really impressed with the way that they bounced back in the second period.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they dominated the action in the first period, but they just didn't get any puck luck, right? Calgary led 2-1 after the first, and then here come the Avs. I mean, they scored, 5 unanswered goals in that game.
Second period, man. Second period was a bloodbath.
Bloodbath.
For the Colorado Avs, man. It's just like they turned it on. But you know what it looks like?
Mm.
And we talked about it yesterday, Matt, with the Denver Nuggets.
Mm.
The Avs have a switch when everybody is there. And when I mean everybody, Val's in place. Okay, they got Casey Middlestat sitting right there. Okay, Sean Walker, you know, had a really, really great, you know, I'm not saying great game. Really, really solid game. But I was excited about Casey Middlestat and what he brings to the table. And I seen some of the passing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I seen the aggressive play from him. And it just like, everything is starting to come along for the Colorado Avalanche, and they do have a switch when everybody is in full play.
And now what they can afford is somebody out of the lineup.
Mm.
Whereas before the trade deadline, Arturi Lekkonen sits, and then, okay, well, now we really got to ask some guys who probably aren't capable of the roles that we're going to put them into to do that. Well, now you got Casey Middlestat. It does make things easier. And I was impressed last night with Middlestat because we spoke about it yesterday. Look, I've been skeptical about his fit, and I'm rooting for him. I want to see it. But I want to give him 10 games to see how this fits. So we always talk about you never get too high, you never get too low. Great performance last night. Now stack one in Vancouver. And Vancouver, Phil, this year is the best team in the West right now.
They're tough.
They are tough. And so what I really liked about the Avs is you're starting to see a team that can maybe absorb some of those blows. Like Brandon Duhaime trading for him as a depth forward for Minnesota. He played great. And he played on the second line last night.
He did.
The goal that Casey Mittelstadt scored was all on Duhaime. That was all Duhaime. Great recognition. He gets the long outlet feed at the blue line. One touches it over to Mittelstadt, who has the recognition to be on his horse, which is what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
In that moment, I went, oh, okay. Because, and even Mittelstadt brought it up after the game. He said, look, in Buffalo, we didn't play like that. This is a faster team. And so,
you can tell. Yeah, look at what Bo Byram's doing out there.
How about that? It breaks my heart. Two goals last night for Bo Byram. It was a really impressive performance. But again, I think that's where I'm at with Casey Mittelstadt is I wanted to see a guy who could drive, who was aggressive off of the rush. And in Buffalo, that's just not really, I guess, how they played.
Yeah,
so when I've watched him over the years, and I watch tons of hockey all the time, and I went back and I watched tons of his film individually. And the thing with Casey is that, you know, he's not the most fluid skater. Mm. But we're starting to see he maybe has a little bit more in the tank skating-wise than we've seen from him before.
Well, Matt, it's easy when you have a bunch of dogs sitting around you that you're not just sitting there that somebody gets some kind of power play going or a play going for you. But when you have people that are just sitting there that you have to worry about,
right. It
helps you out. It brings your game up. It implements that, you know what, I can do more for this. And you get a burst of energy when you're with a winning team. Mm-hmm. Matt, you know that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I want to sit here and I want to prove to people like Nathan MacKinnon that they've made the right decision by taking me and I can bring something to this team to help us lift up that cup.
No question. It's infectious is what it is. It's you don't want to let anybody down.
Yes.
You want everybody to have a high opinion of yourself. I remember, kind of took me back to high school basketball. I remember when we played, I remember we swung JV in varsity,
yeah,
a bunch of us, our first year. So we played in both. And I remember when we would practice just strictly varsity, there was one guy who was a bit of an older classman. He would go, there'd be a rebound defensively. He'd go, running! And then it was to teach all of us, uh-huh, hey, okay, we got it, let's go.
Yeah.
And it was eventually one of those things where it's like, okay, this isn't how we've done it before. Now we've got to learn. And it does become infectious. And with the Avs, it's fun because you can play at that breakneck speed and transition and produce. And that's the most fun way to play
hockey.
The passing,
Matt. The passing is just like they get that puck around so fast. And in Buffalo, you look at Bo Byram, he's out there trying to tell everybody to spread out, and he kind of looks like Jokic at times when he's pointing at trying to figure out, hey, man, why are you not in your right spot? You know, because he's so used to being with the Colorado Avalanche where everything is just so fast-paced and everybody knows what they're doing. And now you have someone like Casey Mittelstadt that gets to be a part of the Colorado Avalanche and what they're doing, and he's having fun with it. I expect him to have a solid game tonight.
Good. Well, I can't wait to get into all of it with you and much more, but there's a big, big, big Broncos internal free agent they re-signed. We'll tell you who it was next.